how to stay in the present moment in everyday life. Hello and welcome in the new episode of the Shubh Show. I'm your host Shubham Maheshwari, and let's start today's episode. Do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. This line said by the Buddha. There is only one time and place where you can be and have any control over, the present moment. But most of us still spend a lot of regular days lost in memories, reliving a sunny vacation, or maybe more commonly repeating an old conflict or negative situation over and over in our thoughts. So we get lost in scenarios about what could happen in the future, maybe through wishful daydreams, or maybe by building monsters in our minds as thoughts go round and round and create scary and dangerous mountains out of hills or just air. Or your thoughts may become split and unfocused between several different things and tasks. If you spend a lot of your everyday movement and time in the future or the past, you have difficulty focusing and you feel this may have a negative effect on your life, then maybe you want to learn to live more in the present. Here are some tips which really helps for me, and I think this tips can help you too. So number one is single task, not only your work. I and many others have often written and talk about the importance of single tasking your work to get it done more effectively. I have found that it become easier for me to stay present for more time throughout my day if I single task everything as best I can. That means do not use tabs when I browse the internet, but to just be fully engaged with one thing online at a time. It means do not use my smartphone or my computer as I also try to watch the TV, or to use any of those internet devices during a conversation. Get a good start to your day and set the tone for it by doing things at a time as soon as you wake up. If you have to multitask, then try to set off some specific time for it during your day, maybe an hour or is in the afternoon. Point number second, do it slowly. When you wake up and starting doing your first thing of the day, then do it down a bit. Do it and the next few things at a relaxed and calm pace. It will probably not take them much longer than if you do it quickly, and you'll be able to stay present more easily, to focus on each thing you do and to find a simple joy and stillness in it. Do that instead and increasing your stress right away and getting stuck in worries or thoughts loop about what may happen today before you can even have had your breakfast. And as you can move through your day, try to do it slowly when you can. Tell yourself, now I am. As I do something, I simply tell myself this in mind, now I am, etc, etc, doing these things. For example, if I'm brushing my teeth, then I tell myself, now I am brushing my teeth. This habit is maybe most important when doing things where it is easy to drift away to the future or past. It could be when you brush your hair or teeth, or when you are taking a walk to the supermarket. I don't tell myself this line all the time, but I paper it in a couple of times throughout my day. Point number four is minimize what you let into your head early in the day. If I check the email, Facebook, and other website online early in the day, when I have fun, I will have more thoughts bouncing around in my head. And so it becomes a lot harder to concentrate on anything, to stay present, or to not be dragged away into some negative thought loop. So the kind of option toward myself has become to not check anything early in the day and to check things as few times as I can. If I minimize such things, then my day becomes lighter and simpler, and I'm not only stay present more easily, but I also tend to get more things on importance done. Point number five is no plus reconnect with the here and now. The four tips above make it easier to stay in the present moment and to use it and enjoy it fully. But each day I still drift into the past or the future, or my thoughts become split between different things. If you had read or like watch any of my podcasts on self-esteem, then you know that I often use a stop word or a paragraph. As quickly as I notice that my thoughts have drifted away, and I say to myself, no, then I quickly follow that up with focusing on just my breathing or just on what is happening around me right now, with all my present sense for a minute or two to draw myself back into this present moment. if you have to live your life to the fullest, you have to present in the present moment. If you're just making a fake scenarios of future or of the past, you are just creating things which did not exist, then you are not living your life to the fullest. You have to present, you have to be present in the present moment. So this is for our today's episode. If you like it, please hit the follow button and like button. And if you are listening on Spotify, please drop 5-star ratings or the ratings which you like our podcast. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I will try my best to make it more better from next time. If you want to send anything for inquiry or any suggestion, you can mail us on teamshubhunda@gmail.com. Mail in the description of this episode. Thank you. Meet you in the next episode.